The following book called Prayers and Offices of Devotion by Benjamin Jenks was originally published in the year 1697. Benjamin Jenks is the author of The Glorious Victory of Chastity in Joseph's Hard-Fought Battle with Potiphar's Wife, Prayers and Offices of Devotion. O Lord, Thou God of our salvation, You are the hope of all the ends of the earth. Upon You the eyes of all do wait, for You give to all life and breath and all things. In You we ever live and move and are, and upon You we continually depend for all the good we either have or hope for. Still You watch over us for good, and take care of us in our sleep when we are incapable of caring for ourselves. Daily You renew to us Your tender mercies. Every morning affords us fresh occasions for praise and thanksgiving, and You have assured us by Your word that if we commit our affairs to You and acknowledge You in all our ways, You will establish our thoughts and direct our path. We desire therefore, O Lord, still to put ourselves under Your gracious conduct and Your fatherly protection, and we beg Your guidance and blessing and assistance of Your good Spirit to choose our inheritance for us and to dispose of us and of all that concerns us to the glory of Your name. Do not withdraw Your tender mercies from us. Take not away the comforts of Your presence or the assistance of Your Spirit on account of our manifold abuses of Your grace and goodness. Never punish our past sins by giving us over to the love and power of our sins, but give us truly penitent hearts, and grant us Your merciful discharge from all the guilt that lies upon us, and grant us the comfortable sense of Your acceptance of us and the Son of Your love, that our souls may bless You, and all that is within us may praise Your holy name. And oh, that we may find the joy of the Lord to be our strength, that we may be strengthened by it against all our sins, especially the sins to which we are most addicted, and whereof we are most in danger, and make us also more ready to every good work, and better disposed for all the duties which we owe to You, our neighbor and ourselves. And in this we may exercise ourselves to have always a conscience void of offense towards You and towards men. Oh, help us to walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, carefully redeeming the time that we have lost, and conscientiously improving all those seasons of grace which You are pleased to put into our hands. And while we are upon earth, O give us all things needful and convenient for our present pilgrimage. Sanctify to us all our enjoyments and all our occupations in the world. Let our crosses also and our comforts and all events that now befall us be improved to Your glory, till through the merits of Your Son and a multitude of Your mercies we are conducted safely to be ever with the Lord. Amidst all our other affairs in this world, oh, let us never forget or neglect the one thing needful, but may it be our principal care so to demean ourselves every day, that we may give up our account with joy in the great day of Your appearing. Oh, gracious Father, keep us, we beseech You, this day in Your fear and favor, and help us to live to Your honor and glory. If You guide us not, we shall run into errors. If You do not preserve us, we shall fall into dangers. Oh, let Your good providence be our defense and security. And let Your Holy Spirit be our guide and counselor in all our ways. And grant that we may do those things which are agreeable to Your will and acceptable in Your sight. Through Jesus Christ, in whose sacred name and words we close our imperfect petitions. Let Your grace, O Lord Jesus Christ, Your love, O Heavenly Father, Your comfortable fellowship, O Blessed Spirit, be with us, and with all the Israel of God, this day and forever. Amen. Prayer number 2. O Lord, you are the God whose we are, and whom we ought to serve, with all the abilities in which you have blessed us. We are bound by all the obligations of your laws, and by all the endearments of your love, to be faithful in the covenant of our God, to abound in the work of the Lord. But we desire to humble ourselves before you, that our lives have been so unserviceable to you, and so full of provocation against you, that the dishonor which we have done you, O Lord, has so far exceeded all our services, that we have lived to ourselves rather than to you, and have served our own lusts and pleasures more than your holy blessed will. Oh, how if we disbelieved your truth, disobeyed your commands, disregarded your promises and threats, how if we resisted and defeated all the gracious methods which you have used to reclaim us from our evil ways and to bring us over to yourself. We have sinned against you, our God, and done infinite wrong and damage to our own souls. By our sins we have spoiled and destroyed ourselves, but it is not in us to recover and save ourselves. In you alone is all our help. Yea, you have laid help upon one that is mighty, and that is able to save to the uttermost all that come to you through him. Through him you have encouraged us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in every time of need. In him, therefore, we beg that you will be reconciled to us and make yourself known to us as a Father of mercies and a God of all consolation. For his sake, enable us also to demean ourselves as becomes the children of God and the members and followers of Christ. Oh, put such principles of grace and holiness into our hearts as may make us to hate all iniquity and to abhor every false way. Put your Spirit within us, causing us to walk in your statutes and to keep your judgments and to do them. Do not merely lay your commands upon us, but be pleased, O Lord, to enable us for the performance of them, and so quicken us by your grace, that we may make it our meat and drink to do your will, and may run the way of your commandments with enlarged hearts. O, make our services acceptable to you while we live, and our souls ready for you when we die. And as long as we are in this world, keep us from the evil of it, and from the snares and dangers to which you know we are continually exposed. O, make our passage safe through all the changes, troubles, and temptations of this mortal life, and bring us finally to the unchangeable glories and felicities of the eternal world. Be merciful to us, good Lord, and bless us, and keep us this day in all our ways. Let us take nothing in hand which is not warranted by your word. Let us be in your fear all the day long. Let your fear be ever before our eyes, to restrain us from the things which are displeasing to you and destructive to our own souls. And let your love abound in our hearts, and sweetly and powerfully constrain us to perform whatever is acceptable in your sight, through him that loved and redeemed us, even the Lord our righteousness, in whose blessed name and words we continue praying. Son and Holy Ghost, be with us and with all that belong to us this day and forevermore. Amen. Prayer number 3. O Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. You keep mercy for thousands. You pardon iniquity, transgression, and sin. You do not retain your anger forever, because you delight in mercy. How excellent is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore do the sons of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. And therefore we desire still to look up to that bountiful hand of yours, from whence we have received all our good things. Be thou pleased to look down mercifully upon us, and be gracious and favorable to us, as you used to be to those that love your name. Do not look upon the sin of our nature, nor the sins of our hearts and lives, which are more than we can remember and greater than we can express. Behold, we are vile. We are exceeding guilty. We acknowledge that it is of your mercies we are not consumed, even because your compassions fail not. But look upon us in mercy, through the merits and mediation of your Son, our Savior. Pity us for his sake, who did no sin, and was manifested to take away our sins. By him let us have access to your majesty, and for his sake bestow upon us the blessings which we so greatly need. You have treasured up in him an infinite fullness of all that we can ever want or wish. Oh, that we may all receive out of his fullness grace sufficient for us. Let us receive from him those gifts which he is now empowered and commissioned to bestow, those gifts which are the purchase of his blood and the necessary means of our salvation. Pour down upon us the abundance of your grace. Accept and justify our persons. Renew and sanctify our souls, and so transform us into your blessed image, that we may be meet to be partakers of the inheritance of your saints in light. Teach us to use this world without abusing it, and to enjoy the things of it without suffering them to engross our affections. Whatever we have in the world, let it be sanctified to us by the word of God and prayer. And whatsoever we lack of the things of this life, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, leave us not destitute of all things that accompany salvation, but adorn our souls with all the graces of your Holy Spirit, that we may glorify you in all things, that our conversation may be such as becomes the gospel of Christ. Help us in the whole of our duty to you, and also in the discharge of all relative duties which we owe to men, whether superiors, equals, or inferiors. Enable us to walk wisely toward them that are without, and kindly toward them that are within. Let us never cast a stumbling block in the way of others, or cause your holy name to be blasphemed through our misconduct, but let us pass the time of our sojourning here in fear, that having glorified you on earth, we may be glorified by you in the great day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now that you have renewed your mercies to us this morning, help us, gracious God, to renew our desires and endeavors to serve and honor you. Oh, restrain us from the evils and follies into which we are prone to fall, and quicken us to the offices and duties which we are averse to perform, and grant that we may think and speak and act as becomes saints, ever remembering that we are bought with the precious blood of Christ, and ever striving to live to him who died for us and rose again, to whom with the Father and the Holy Ghost be glory and honor, world without end. Amen.